The update at 7 o'clock is next. It is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 68 degrees, so far 84 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the WRCO studios, and the time is 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
News, I'm Sherry Preston. 2.5 years after they were murdered in their off-campus home in Moscow, Idaho, the man who killed them faces justice. Brian Koberger expected in court today, where he will be sentenced in the stabbing deaths of those four University of Idaho students in late 2022. A heat dome stretching across the central and southern parts of the U.S., affecting about 95 million people, with heat index readings over 110 degrees. And for those of us on the East Coast,
you know, it's still comfortable in the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic. That's about to change. We go through late week, 103 that feel like reading in New York City, 104 in D.C., 106 on Saturday in Savannah. The hot weather continues into next week.
ABC News meteorologist Lee Goldberg. The House in recess until September. House Speaker Mike Johnson sending members home and continued cries of the Trump administration to release more information related to Jeffrey Epstein. A doctor accused of supplying actor Matthew Perry with ketamine before his death is expected in court today to plead guilty. This is ABC News. Another near collision in the skies, this one happening in Mexico on Monday. A quick-thinking crew on the Delta jet, however, averted a crash. ABC transportation correspondent Gio Benitez has details.
A Delta 737 with 150 people on board, bound for Atlanta, was cleared for takeoff and picking up speed down the runway at Mexico City International Airport. At the same time, air traffic control also cleared an Aeromexico jet to land on the same runway. The Delta pilots, at this point reaching about 60 miles per hour, saw that aircraft flying right over them as it came in for landing and slammed on its brakes, just 200 feet apart, aborting takeoff and avoiding what would have been a catastrophe.
Word out of Washington that there is a new trade deal in place with Japan. It includes 15% tariffs on goods entering the U.S. from Japan. Auto tariffs, which took effect in April, will also be lowered from 25% to 15%. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Reddish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value. WRCO Radio on a Wednesday morning, July 23rd. Nice shower this morning, ensuring that those of us employed mowing grass are going to have a job for a little bit. You know, and again, we say that's much better than plowing snow, isn't it? If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Summer's here, and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
It's Market Day in Richland Center. Join us on the big grassy lot on the corner of Orange and Court, across from Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip. It's an afternoon of farm fresh goodness and community cheer. They're open every market day, 1:30 to 5:30 or 6, depending upon vendor availability. No early sales, so plan accordingly. You can expect everything from fresh salad, greens, zucchini, rhubarb, microgreens, mushrooms, honey, meats to order and jams, to gorgeous fresh flowers and baked goods that'll knock your socks off. And don't miss Michael Johnson's pop, rock, and folk music. They gladly accept food share, EBT, SNAP, and Quest cards. And thanks to a grant from Richland County Medical Society, you'll get bonus bucks every week for fresh produce and herbs. Plus, they have a youth token program for kids 4 to 17 and boomerang bag coupons, all thanks to local sponsors. If you can't make it during the hours, you can call or text the market manager at 213-3374, and they'll do their best to help. That's the Richland Center Farmers Market, where fresh and local come together. Fresh, local, and friendly. We'll see you at the market.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
A heat advisory will be in effect today from noon until 8 this evening. The heat index could rise as high as 100. The actual reading will be around 92. Warm and muggy tonight, a low of 73, a high of 88 Thursday, a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Friday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a light shower in the afternoon, and a high of 86. In Richland Center, so far in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge, 85/100 of an inch of rain. And after a midnight reading of 74, it is 68 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Thank you for joining us here on WRCO Radio for some uplifting music. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the wrong button.
Gloom, despair, and agony on me.
Started to pack,
but I figured I could get us back on the right track.
So I give her a weekly allowance, but you fellas know how that is.
So she spent it before I had a chance to borrow it back.
Despair and agony on me. Deep dark depression, excessive.
It's all right, Hank. Here's a tissue. Yes. Everything I am today, I learned watching Hee Haw. Here's Zach Top.
Smoke, baller in a Chevy down a gravel road, headed to a spot everybody knows, cannonball swinging from an old freight road. Talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights, that was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good times and tan lines. Through the ice and pass them around, waiting on the hot sun to go down, little skinny dipping when the moon comes out. That sounds like good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good times and tan lines. Nothing to lose, guess there really wasn't nothing else to do. But load up the truck and just take off. Back then, buddy, we had them all. We'll be right back.
Rocker on FM 100.9, the home of Factor Henko. We'll have that for you coming up. Plus birthdays and anniversaries on a Wednesday morning get-together.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a subway token and a dollar tucked inside my shoe. There'll be a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a
Campbell on WRC Radio. Nice rain this morning, 85 one-hundredths of an inch of rain here in the Richland Center area this morning. We're at 69 degrees.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at WCCU.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
The sun is out, summer is in full swing. It's time to check in on your UV awareness. The Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds you ultraviolet rays are high this time of year. If you've had your share of sunburns and deep tans over the years, it's time to schedule a skin check. Early detection leads to far better outcomes, so don't wait. Remember, any skin color is susceptible to skin cancer. Take the first step. Call for a skin check at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Stay sun smart until the sun sets.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Cut them out! Ride them in!
Cut them out!
Ride them in rawhide!
Where are you? There.
Oh, there you are.
Hey. I lost you.
Where did I go?
I don't know.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you doing, buddy?
Not bad. I'm going broke, man.
Why?
Well, I'm on my third set of tennis balls on my walker.
Are you really?
Yeah, they're wearing out. You know, maybe I'm putting too much weight on the back. Maybe I don't know.
Well,
how
you were on
the
hula hoop yesterday, aren't
I? I know. Yeah, probably doing the hula hoop hasn't helped either. But, you know, I'm going along all of a sudden, you know, oh, man, a tennis ball went bad. But I'm buying the pre-cut ones.
Yeah.
You know, those pre-cut ones.
Don't do that.
I'm thinking maybe I need to buy the real deal.
I think maybe in a couple of days you'll be out of that anyway.
I thought I was out of it, but I'm told I... should.
She scolded you.
I should. The cane felt fine, but
you wouldn't getting all the weight. You're definitely too much weight on it.
Evidently.
Yeah. So good. They know best.
I'm learning how to walk again, Hank.
You've did really well with all my trash cans around. And you just,
yeah, I bump into everything.
You put them flat.
Kind of like how I drive.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say anything at this point. I've never seen you drive, Phil. Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah, because every time we go somewhere, Henry, you're driving.
I've never seen you drive either because I'm sleeping.
You're sleeping all the time, unless we're looking for a Hardee's.
Well, yeah, then I'm awake. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I thought of you the other day.
Did you see Hardee's?
Coming back from Tomahawk, you know, after eating at Dog and Suds there, but on the way home there, yep, there's Hardee's sign. Boy, if Hank was here, man, he'd have cut down that exit, I'll tell you what.
I'm going to with three Frisco burgers.
Yeah, three Frisco burgers. Yeah, because they only have a double.
Right.
So you're better off just to order three. Yeah. Instead of just getting a triple stack.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Saves money.
Yeah. I'm sure. This day and age, not really.
Not really.
No. So what's up? Factor Hanko today.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that's up.
Yeah?
I was in the Viroqua late last night for softball. Yeah, so.
Cheating the kids up there last night?
Yeah. So be a good one today with Fenimore and Viroqua for the final for that regional.
So it's Legion softball.
Yeah, it's Legion softball. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, did you know there is a city, true or false here, Hanko? There's a city called Rome in every continent.
Really?
I'm asking.
Oh, you're asking me. I'm thinking that's probably true.
It is true, Phil. Yeah.
There's a Rome, Wisconsin, isn't
there? Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Paris, Texas.
Paris, Texas?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with Rome?
Oh, I was just thinking of Paris.
Oh, I see.
They are zero rivers in Saudi Arabia.
I'm going to say it's true.
It is true. There are zero rivers in Saudi Arabia. Isn't that crazy?
Well, when you walk across the desert, you have those, what do you call them, like a premonition or whatever, like you think you see it.
Oh, what are those called?
All of a sudden.
It's a hanko out there.
Yeah, it's a hanko.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are about 4,700 satellites still in space, Phil.
Mm.
But here's the kicker. Here's your question. But only approximately 1,800 are still working.
I'm thinking that's got to be true. Lots of space junk out there, isn't it?
The longest human beard ever recorded was over 17 feet long.
I'm going to say that's Hanko. I think it's longer than that.
No, that's true.
That's true? Yeah, okay.
That's a Philip.
I thought we had a world record that was even longer.
It was 17 foot.
17.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah.
That'd be hard to keep out of the water, wouldn't it? You know, walking through.
You did something wrong.
Oh, Joanne.
Joanne's in trouble again.
Yep. She'll have to see me later.
Yep.
Okay. What else is going on?
Well, there's all kind of stuff, buddy. Pelicans are heavy birds, but thanks to air sacs in their bones, okay, flying, you know, is not a problem for them. They can fly to the height of 10,000 feet using the warm currents, the warm wind currents. Now, a pelican, remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's true.
It is true. How do you know this? Did you look at my book?
I don't. No, I didn't. Mm.
I mean, every one you've gotten right.
No. I think I got one wrong, didn't I?
Well, just one, maybe.
One.
I don't remember what it was.
Huh. Short memory.
Huh? If you talk and walk with someone, eventually you will synchronize your steps with each other.
Oh, that's got to be true.
It is true.
Yeah. Except the 1979 Ithaca Marching Band. We could never get our steps together. A lot of trouble.
The guys in the... When I was in the Navy, we definitely synchronized
you better. You better or else... You know, but you got the brass section, you know, and when they're cutting up and laughing, it's hard to stay in step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you play in the band?
I was a third part trumpet.
Were you? Oh, okay.
Yep.
I didn't even know if you played the kazoo or not.
No, the trumpet.
The original name of Google was Backrub.
Backrub.
Before Google, it was called Backrub.
I don't think so. I'm thinking that's Hanko.
Nope, that's the truth.
Is it?
Yeah, because it analyzed backlinks. Thankfully, they changed it.
Really?
Yeah, back rub.
Back rub.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. File that one away.
Dolphins have names for each other.
They're pretty. Hey, they're pretty smart.
Oh yeah, very smart.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. They use unique whistles to identify individuals.
How do you know?
I don't see gossip.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, I grew up watching Flipper.
Yeah, I love Flipper.
Did you like Flipper?
Yeah, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ranger Rick and Sandy and all them. Yeah. Did you know that Flipper was actually a girl?
Really?
Yeah, Flipper was really named Susie. That's what I heard anyway.
Did you dive in depth to that?
Yeah, and Lassie was a female too, right?
Really?
I think so.
I love Lassie too.
Yeah.
She always there when they're in trouble.
She was. Yeah, and she could understand, you know, if Grandpa fell in the well and they needed ropes.
But it's just amazing how they caught all that action on the camera.
Yeah, actually it is.
I mean, she was a...
Yeah. And Mr. Ed.
Oh, the talking horse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I kind of remind you of Mr. Ed, don't I?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yep.
You know what? Wilbur. You know what Mr. Ed's real name was?
What was it?
Bamboo Harvester.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know this?
I have all kinds of useless stuff up here. Who needs Backrub or Google?
Yeah, because we got Phil.
Yeah, exactly.
Sushi means raw fish.
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
That's it doesn't. It's actually Hanko. It actually means sour rice.
Sour rice?
The fish part is optional.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that interests me in zero.
I'll bet you're a sushi guy.
There ain't no way I'm eating that. Ain't no way I'm eating that stuff.
I've had some. I don't mind it. I mean, I've actually gone
a couple of times.
I've gone a couple of times with people who enjoy that, and I admit it's pretty good. I would not seek it out. It would not be my first choice, you know. Especially if I was riding with you, it'd be Hardee's or Golden Corral, right?
Yeah, Golden Corral. Yeah. Anything but sushi. And I'm not a big Olive Garden person.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Now bread, their breadsticks and their salad. At Olive Garden.
As I go, that's what I get.
Yeah, their soup is good.
Yeah, their soup and salad, or their their soup and salad. That's
minestrone at Olive Garden is pretty good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Elephants are afraid of bees, Philip.
Elephants are afraid of bees. I know they're afraid of mice, unless cartoons have lied to me.
Yeah, you always believe where you get your stuff from.
I'll say it's true.
No, it is true. They'll avoid beehives. It is why farmers in Africa use them as natural fences.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
The bees to keep the elephants away.
Yep. Well, you know.
Elephant could damage your garden pretty fast, I think.
Yeah, I think one good 3 or 4 minute session in your victory garden.
Even like that, yeah.
I don't think the fences would keep them out.
No, it'd be much worse than when the hogs used to get out and get in my mom's garden.
Would you get in trouble?
My dad did.
I told that boy to fix that.
What, Jim, why do we even plant a garden? Right down the road. Get those turnips. What do you do? What do you do, Hank?
You swallow more air than food while chewing gum. Hmm.
Let me think. I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. That's why it can cause bloating. Fun, fizzy regrets.
Yeah. Be aware of that. Don't be chewing gum today. You'll be bloating.
Well, I'm already bloated, so... I need an air relief. I think that would help me.
Think they have those? I suppose they do. Like a valve that you just... Yeah. There you go. But it'd be helpful.
Yeah, I mean, you might probably have to do it in the restroom. But, you
know, oh, boy.
The Statue of Liberty wears sandals.
Statue of Liberty. I'm trying to remember. You can't see her feet, I don't think, can you?
She had an ingrown toenail.
Oh, really? Yes. Boy, I bet that hurts.
It was tough. She didn't move.
I'm going to say it's true.
It's true. And a size of 879.
879?
A shoe, yeah, if you're wondering. That beats Shaq's shoe.
And they're metal shoes, too, right? So it'd be heavy.
Yeah.
It'd be really heavy.
But I think she could carry it.
Yeah, probably.
So I saw a young man the other day. I forgot what school he was from. He had the biggest shoe, and I asked his coach, and he goes, I think he's at a 15 and a half now. I'm going, I said, what grade's he in? Oh, he's just a sophomore. I'm going, oh, my goodness. The kid looks at me and goes, you can use mine to go skiing if you want to, Blue.
I bet.
It's like, holy moly.
Oh, boy.
Strapping young lad.
Yeah. Bob Lanier, former NBA player, played with the Bucks for a while. I think he had like a size 22.
Oh.
Can you imagine that? I read a quote one time from his dad. He said they lived in an apartment, and he said Bob would be sitting in the living room, and he would trip people in the kitchen.
But you imagine that, though. I mean, a size 22 shoe.
Yeah.
You're running on the back. I wonder how many times his foot was stepped on.
Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was...
One time we went to play a football game somewhere, and one of our linemen forgot his shoes.
Oh, that
you know? Been. So the... Our coach said to the other coach, yeah, we had a guy, he goes, hey, we got you, coach. What size does he wear? 16. Well, I guess we can't help you.
We can put 2 8s together.
Exactly.
we can put 2 8s together.
Yeah, you better wear your tennis shoes.
Yeah, you better wear your tennis shoes. Nice job.
Yep.
Boy,
sounds good.
Make your mama proud.
Yeah, exactly, Hank.
Anyway, buddy, have a great day. Everybody out there, be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecarens.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
This Wednesday at the Richland Cattle Center. Don't miss your chance to buy or sell quality dairy cattle. Weekly consignments include fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and bred-back cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred and open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull plus baby heifer and bull calves. Receiving cattle 7 days a week. Visit their website for daily updates. For more information, call Junior Hipch at 585-3700. That's 585-3700 for the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
This day, 1903, the Ford Motor Company sold its first car, a Model A, for $850. 1999, the Space Shuttle Columbia blasted off with the world's most powerful X-ray telescope aboard. And in 2006, Tiger Woods became the first player since Tom Watson to win consecutive British Open titles. Some notes from the 23rd of July. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Here we go. Happy birthday wishes from Little Willow Birthday Club today on the 23rd of July to Tammy Fry, Rochelle Schmidt, Fletcher Keys, and Carolyn Anderson. To Mimi, Karen Manning, with so much love from Ryan, Julie, and the girls. To Karen Manning and Betty Johnson from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday. We have a wish today for a happy 40th birthday. All right. This goes out to Heather Fargin. From Heidi, Brandon, and Axel. Have a great 40th, Heather. Happy wishes as well from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club to Colton Hinkle, Katie Landmark, Sandy Pospical, and Joanne Putz. Happy anniversary, Virgil and Sandy Baumkamp. Happy birthday, Julie Durst. This is from the favorite brother-in-law, okay, Al and Carney. Happy birthday, Julie Durst, going to the tractor show, enjoy, from Uncle Butch and Auntie M to Lacey Marie Durst. Happy birthday from Aunt Margaret and Uncle Butch, and also from two Rockwell retirees, Cheryl Green, from also retired 18101. Happy birthday to wonderful daughter Julie Durst today. Love from Mom and Dad Dosh. Have a great day today. Happy birthday to Cheryl Green from Sue and Merriman, and to Judy Keene from Sue and Merriman. And from the RC Lions, happy birthday, Jevin Ryan, Chad Kraska, and Karen Manning.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today? This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of estate jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry, maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Republicans are already talking about fixes that may have to be made to their not-so-beautiful bill. This bill was rushed through Congress so quickly, no one voting for it knew all of what was in it. Now that details are coming out, those who voted for it are starting to feel a little queasy, and they should. So start asking yourself, what exactly will my tax cut be? Who may be losing access to Medicare, which is called Badger Care in Wisconsin? Who will be losing access to the Supplemental Nutrition Program, or SNAP? And who will go hungry as a result? The answers may bother you a lot. So don't stop contacting your representatives. Let them know what you see in this bill. And if it doesn't match your values, let them know. Wisconsinites believe in taking care of one another. So should our political representatives. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Joanne has the news up in just a little bit here today. 69 degrees at WRCO and Charlie Pride time.
Ever a chance to meet some old friends on the street. They wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. And love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love. And the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning. Let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
That's for our special couples today. Phil Nee wishing you well. Thanks for listening. And we'll have the news next, sports next hour, a triple play, and our trivia question of the day.
Summer's here, and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a rainy 69 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Joan Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. A heat advisory is in effect from noon through 8 tonight, the heat index could reach at least 100 degrees. Showers and storms this morning, areas of heavy rainfall. Then sun developing by afternoon, turning hot and humid with a high of 92. Tonight, warm and muggy with a low of 73. In Richland Center, after a low of 68, it's 69 degrees, and we have received 85 hundredths of an inch of rain.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Cool down and stock up this July at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Stay breezy with the perfect air, high velocity fan, and upgrade your yard work with the 50-foot pocket hose, Silver Bullet 2.0. Plus Ace 32-gallon trash can, just $22.99, $20 off a Craftsman 300 PSI gas pressure washer with Ace Rewards, and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Hot savings, cool deals, only at Walsh's Ace, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A heat advisory remains in effect from noon today to 8 tonight. Heat index values up to 105 are expected. The combination of hot temperatures and high humidity may cause heat illnesses. UW Health Dr. Jeff Potthoff says there are serious signs of overheating to keep in mind.
Muscle cramping is pretty common. So that's a pretty good early sign that you're probably a little dehydrated. You're getting a little bit too warm. Other things in that same vein, like a headache. Another thing that you'll sometimes see, although there's variation between person to person, is just like profuse sweating. Like they'll just look like they're drenched. Folks will just seem a little bit out of it, almost as if they're intoxicated, but they haven't had a bunch to drink. They maybe say something that doesn't sound quite right. They look like they're a little bit, you know, disassociated, not necessarily present with you. And they're starting to get into that heat stroke type thing where, you know, it's affecting their mental status.
With high heat and humidity across Wisconsin this week, make sure to check on vulnerable people.
That very young, so like under 5 years of age. And the reason for that is they're less likely to express themselves. You know, they may not say that they're having some cramps or that, you know, their heart rate feels like they're elevated. On the other end, the elderly. So say, you know, 65 plus, but, you know, in practice, I'd say more it's like the 75 plus.
If you experience any symptoms, get some fluids in you and find a cool area. Due to the extreme heat, the following Richland County cooling centers have been identified by Richland County Public Health in partnership with Richland County Emergency Management. The following places are available during normal business hours: the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center, the Woodman Community Senior Center in Richland Center, the Village of Viola Office, the Viola Public Library, and the Lone Rock Community Library. The City of Richland Center sought proposals from qualified hotel developers and management groups to develop a mid to upper scale hotel downtown. Two proposals were received, one from Cobblestone Hotels and one from Market Point. The city then submitted the request to Ellers Public Finance for review. Cobblestone Hotels offers upper mid-scale hotel accommodations focusing on underserved and secondary markets. They have proposed a mid-scale to upper mid-scale limited service hotel with approximately 54 rooms and associated amenities. Cobblestone is asking to purchase the land for $1 and $1.4 million in tax increment financing assistance. The total development estimate is just under $10 million or $185,000 per room. Market Point is a commercial real estate brokerage firm primarily focused on real estate development services within the hospitality industry. They've proposed to partner with Grand Stay Hotel and Suites to develop an upscale limited service hotel with approximately 52 rooms and associated amenities. Market Point submitted a proposal to purchase the land for $1 and a 10-year TIF agreement. The total development estimate is for around $8.25 million or $160,000 per room. The main difference between the two proposals is that Cobblestone is a package deal and Market Point is a customized package. After discussing the two options at a special Richland Center Council meeting last night, for nearly an hour and a half, the council chose which hotel they would prefer. A motion was made to select Cobblestone Hotels, and the motion carried 7-1. This motion is strictly choosing which hotel to go with. It does not consider any of the financials. Negotiations will still have to be held. The council also discussed the recently annexed 10-acre Lamont residential subdivision property. It has $800,000 earmarked from a Housing and Urban Development Community Project funding grant for infrastructure. Two development scenarios are under consideration, both requiring the city to cover all infrastructure cost. One is a 19-lot scenario with an estimated infrastructure cost of $1.5 million. The second is a 9-lot scenario with an estimated infrastructure cost of $750,000. To advance the development process effectively, it is essential to establish the lot configuration and infrastructure requirements to facilitate this. The city must decide whether to extend public assistance beyond the $800,000 grant. The city has several options: to provide no additional public assistance resulting in the development of a 9-lot subdivision, to provide additional public assistance by reallocating grant funding from other projects to the development of a 19-lot subdivision. It may be fully grant-funded or a combination of funding sources, or to offer to purchase the land from the developer and continue to develop the property. However, grant funding cannot be used for the purchase of land, but a combination of funding sources may be considered if this is desired. Some options include using cash on hand, borrowing, or proceeds from the sale of Story Field. While grant funding cannot be used for the land, it can still be utilized for infrastructure. The council moved ahead to work towards a development agreement for a subdivision to include 19 residential sites. The how is still to be worked out. The council also held an initial review of a draft on council rules. A provider is now racing to find other spots to place the children she cares for after deciding to close her own child care business. Terry Barr tells us why she says there will be more shutdowns ahead.
Corrine Hendrickson runs Corrine's Little Explorers in the Nuclearis area. She led the push to get a bigger piece of the state budget pie for thousands of childcare programs all across the state.
As I was watching the budget proceed and realized we're probably not going to get what I need in order to stay open and affordable, like wondering, what do I do? How do I stay open and where do these kids go? To be honest, I'm angry that I'm closing in this way.
The budget includes $360 million for childcare, but Hendrickson says the need for support is closer to $1 billion. And adding to the problem, trained teachers are in short supply, and providers with open spots for children can't legally fill those due to the workforce shortage. Corrine's Little Explorers will close in August after 18 years in business.
In a rare show of bipartisan support, Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Representative Tony Weed from the 8th Congressional District introduced a bipartisan bill to honor veterans who participated in Operation End Sweep with the Vietnam Service Medal. Participants in Operation End Sweep, a mission to clear dangerous mines in North Vietnam after the war, are currently ineligible for this service medal because their service took place after the United States had officially withdrawn from Vietnam in January 1973. The bill is inspired by retired Navy Commander Michael Cosgrove of Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, who spent 5 months in and out of North Vietnamese waters and received virtually no credit for the work. Wisconsin joins another lawsuit against the Trump administration. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and 20 other attorneys general are suing the administration in an effort to stop new restrictions on who can access certain safety net programs. Earlier this month, the administration issued a new set of rules and guidance aiming to prevent states from using federal funding to provide services for immigrants who are in the country illegally. According to the State Department of Justice, the federal restrictions put more than $43 million in substance abuse and community mental health block grants at risk. That money funds services in all of Wisconsin's counties and 11 tribal nations. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy was at EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh Tuesday, where he said the recently passed Big Beautiful Bill includes $12.5 billion for modernization of the FAA's air traffic control system. Duffy said that will include updating the FAA's telecom system and replacing aging radar. Duffy, a former Wisconsin congressman, also serving as interim director of NASA, says it will take some time to complete all the work, but it will get done or President Donald Trump will fire me. Duffy also announced a new FAA rule that removes what he called outdated regulations that have impeded innovation and safety in the recreational light sport aviation sector. New duties and tariffs on overseas purchases may hamper your online buying. Lisa Schiller with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says it is buyer beware with overseas shopping right now, and that if you need refunds or relief from a U.S. agency, you might be out of luck. Criminals have also been sending out phony messages saying you may owe duties on a package. If you're expecting a delivery, check with the seller or delivery service directly before paying a fee. The American Red Cross urges all donors to give blood or platelets now to keep the blood supply strong this summer. Type O blood products are most needed on hospital shelves, especially in the face of summer challenges that can quickly cause blood and platelet reserves to drop. A blood drive will be held today from 9 to 3 at Sauk County Public Health. To make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or use the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The sound of polka music and clinking beer steins will ring Saturday, September 20th, as the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce presents Oktoberfest at Circus World. Fest masters Pete and Rebecca Ettinger will open the festivities by tapping the golden keg at 3:30. That'll be the cue for the Baraboo Wisconsin Beer Choir to start singing. They're the opening act for Griffey Jim and the Polka Dots, who take center stage at the Hippodrome from 4 to 6. A costume contest and other games will take place from 6 to 7 as this year's headline act, Chicago dance rock band Electro Retro, prepares to perform from 7 to 9. Admission buttons cost $10 in advance at the Chamber's Visitor Center in West Baraboo. Admission will be $12 on the day of the event. For more information, visit OktoberfestBaraboo.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Wednesday, July 23rd. Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge, died last Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at Faith United Methodist Church in Lafarge. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 5 to 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services of Roqua is assisting the family of Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge. Francis E. Frank Ressler, 67, of Lone Rock, died March 4th at home after a seven-year battle with corticobasa syndrome. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 3 at Wisconsin Riverside Resort in Spring Green. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Francis E. Frank Ressler, 67, of Lone Rock.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today is sentencing day for Brian Koberger, the man who has pleaded guilty to murdering four University of Idaho students in late 2022. House Speaker Mike Johnson closing proceedings and sending members of the House home early as cries grow louder for more transparency in the release of the full Jeffrey Epstein files. Speaker Johnson.
We're not going to allow them to engage in that charade anymore. Why do I call it a charade? Because the Democrats are trying to play gotcha politics right now.
This is Democratic Senator Cory Booker.
Clear, the Speaker believes that their membership in the Republican caucus over there is so fragile that they cannot withstand